And then he came, my father, he was in Puerto Rico, he came, I had to pick him up in at the airport. He said here, that was Friday. I don't know if for some reason, when you have to die, that day don't make any difference where you go. My father came from Puerto Rico, and I want him to stay until Saturday, because I used to work early in the morning. But he, I don't know why he's so anxious to go over there. Because he told me, hey, I want to see my daughter, by 10 o'clock, 9 or 10, I tell him, okay, get dressed, I take you over there. That was Friday. By 4 o'clock in the morning, she was there with the other one. I don't know if it's a part of our life, you know. Well, they were... I never see my fighting between my sister and her husband, you know. And the kids, I used to go over there, and the kids jump on me, you know, uncle, you know. No, I say, Friday, I take my father to my sister's apartment, right? On Friday, about 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock, and we come back. By 4 o'clock, a friend of mine, my cousin, he used to have a girlfriend over there. He called me.
Yeah.
He was a fire in the building, but I don't know if you know, because every week over there is a fire where a lot of people live in there. And then we went over there about early in the morning, about 5 o'clock in the morning. And the building... The fire is was off. The fire, then we stay there. Then they don't find. By 6-7 o'clock, they can find nobody. By 9-10 o'clock, they tell us that they find the family all together in one of the rooms upstairs because they live in a fifth floor.
Puerta con puerta de mi cuñada vivía una familia, y esa muchacha era novia de un primo de él. Entonces nosotros nos enteramos por ese fuego a las 6 de la mañana. El primo de este me llamó, pero yo no lo podía creer. Y le dije a medio Miriam, por favor, es verdad, el fuego, el vidrio donde han vivido está encendido en fuego. Pero yo no le creí, la muchacha esa me llamó, y hablé con la mamá de ella y me dijo, Miriam, es verdad, por favor. Y yo dejé las nenas aquí con la muchacha del bebé y arrancamos para allá. Ya cuando fuimos, el building se había quemado completo.
But the hard part of that is they told me I have to go to the morgue to identify them. And then it was the hard part. Because they got, I remember it was 14 altogether. My family of 6.
Hers was 7.
Another family in the second floor of 4. And 3 more. I think there was between 12 and 14 people in there. And you have to go, and they got everything together, you know, in a small room. Mm-hmm. And you have to go one by one, you know, taking his cover and find out who he was, you know. Yeah, I had to identify one by one, but they got one over here, one over there, you know, they wasn't together, you know.
¿Tú estuviste solo?
Huh?
Cuando tú los identificaste, ¿tú estabas solo?
No, I used to have with my cousin. But she said, you don't allow her to go inside.
Oh, okay.
Because I am always my
family. Your sister and your father.
But my family, they allow me to go in there, but not her. Usually they never got, like, they die from the smoke. You know, only my father and my brother-in-law, we got a little, you know, but nobody really was nobody was, you know, had big burns, you know. In my family, in the other family, they got one guy that was completely burned, you know. But I think that the police in that time, they don't care about nothing there, you know. Because it wasn't, after that, it wasn't more fires, you know. For the whole year, it was fires all over in Hoboken. I don't know, so they got some version that people say that they want to build condominiums. And that's what they did. Mm-hmm. They did it. Mm-hmm. Five-story building, they built five condo. Mm-hmm. Maybe they going to sell the house, but in that time they got $60,000. If they got sell five apartment, they triple the price.
Probably 10 or 15 years after the fact, you know, when I was a little bit older, and I was very curious, right, because I was only 8 years old. You know, my sisters and I were very young. And I remember going to the library and getting as much as I could from the Hoboken Library, you know, what was in the newspapers and stuff. You know, it's like when somebody passes away, right, you mourn, you go through that. But when somebody passes away in a degree like this, you know, there's a lot of unanswered questions and a lot of questions where, yeah. You know, there had to be somebody at fault. And then to kind of relive the fact that, hey, it was a foul play. It was something that was done so wrong. You know, it was purposely done, because I think that everybody could attest that 99% it was done on purpose. Right?
Absolutely.
It was not something that was an accident. And, you know, and look, right now we know that we're not going to get an answer as to why. We're not going to get that. So trying to get that, it's not going to be what we want. But to be able to what you said, to at least... Somebody's, you know, my aunt and my cousins and my uncle, my grandfather didn't die with, you know, just a random clip in the newspaper.